Bez Hashem, we continue with Peli Yoitz. We started yesterday with this extremely important topic, which I had mentioned. It's one of these life-altering topics. And that's the ability to not get too overly excited when someone gives you COVID. And that's the ability to not get depressed down and feel horrific if someone insults you. And before I continue, I just want to point out something which it goes without being said, but I want to say it. And it's something that we just discussed right before we turned on the recorder here at the first Seder with Medrash. And that is that all of the learning that we're doing, all of the shiurim that we're producing and the learning that people come in, whether it's in person, whether it's online, whether it's on the recordings, is always a schus for Achenu B'nai Yisrael, our brothers, our sisters, our mishpach, our family members. When I say family, Achenu B'nai Yisrael, we say in the tefillah, Achenu, we daven for our brothers. We are all relatives. We're all related. All of our learning is a schus for them, that they should come home safely if they're out at the war, that they should be safe if they're in Eretz Yisrael or anywhere around the world. We all know what's going on with I can't say the rise of anti-Semitism. That's the wrong thing to say. It's already risen. So I just want to point this statement out. It goes without saying, but I just want to make sure we say it at least now at this point. So we're discussing now Midas Ashtavus. Zehu Midas Hanishtavan. Asher Mishi Agili De Midas Zu Shein Lachamida Toivah Hemen. We ended off yesterday with this statement that there's no greater beautiful Midah than this Midah of being able not to get anything bother you. That's really what we're saying over here. Okvar Sipro Alechad. We're going to say it was a story. We're going to say of a story. I'm going to say the story outside. I'm not going to read the words inside. This same story is Maisa over here is brought down in the Sefer Orchat Tzadikim a few hundred years before the Peli Yoitz. And the story is with a person traveling on a boat. He's traveling on a boat, sitting in the bottom part of the boat. And there are some people on the boat who are not of the highest caliber or mention, to say the least. And one of them needed to release waste fluid from his body. And he sees that individual who was below him on the boat, and he intentionally released the waste fluid on that person. And the Peli Yoitz refers to this individual who received the waste fluid on him. He refers to him as a chassid. Why is he referred to as a chassid? Ukir oiso izeh a chassid shekol kono benavshoi midas hashtavon ashlo hikbit klal. He says when this happened to him, he was not makbit. Could you imagine that? This is like we call a person a chassid because after he was humiliated in one of the worst ways possible, and he realized how he was not affected by it. Okay, that's what you want to do. I accept it. This is Ratzon Hashem. Osomach liboy. Rabbi, so you hear these words? Somach liboy. He rejoiced. What did he rejoice about? Vayogel kivoydoy al toive gedoyde kazu shekon benashe. Because he acquired this midah of ishtavus. This midah of being satisfied under all circumstances. Now let's just think to ourselves. We all have situations, without saying your name, I'll tell over the story that happened yesterday. Right? Imagine you go shopping, and the person at the checkout counter is taking your food and he's throwing it. He's throwing it down, right? And you say, excuse me, do you mind not throwing the food I just bought? I'm not throwing it. You want to bag it, you bag it yourself. Right. That's what happened. The average normal person would get upset. The average person would get upset. So, one of our chaverim, he said, you know why he didn't respond with getting upset? He was annoyed because he's learning the Pelioites and says, what's the Pelioites teaching us over here? Let me try to implement what he says. Could you imagine this person, this chassid, who the person on the boat released his fluid, his bodily fluid on top of him intentionally? And he was besimcha that he was able to accomplish and achieve this attribute, this mida toiva, she'en lecha mida toiva heimenu. Now, I don't think, Baruch Hashem, we're going to be in that situation on the boat like this. But we drive our cars, and people don't drive properly and nicely always next to us. Or whatever your personal nisoyin might be, we're learning now over here, Pelioites, and he's telling us, take a step back. Take a step back. Let's take it easy. He says, if inside you're fuming mad, if that you weren't able to accomplish yet, at least the words you say, try to control those words. It's interesting how he brings the pasuk. He says, "Im lo shivisi v'day mamti, shim lo higati l'minas hanishtavon. If I didn't reach the level of ishtavon, if everything should be equal to me, lepachus v'day mamti. At the very least, pasuk in Tehillim. At the very least, I should be v'day mamti. I should be silent. Actually, it's yashav daitei b'machshavas tahiros tohazak peidam liboy legamish v'sosam esimcha yasik. It's a very important lesson. We should not talk when we're upset, because the words that will come out afterwards, unfortunately, never come back. Those words that come out will never come back. You could apologize. You could apologize profusely. You could tell the person, I didn't mean it. I said words I shouldn't have said. I didn't mean it. But you still said it. And if you did say something you didn't mean, make sure you apologize profusely. But the imamti, what we're learning over here is, let's not make the mistake. If you made a mistake, apologize. Sincerely. But the imamti, remain silent. The first lesson he's teaching us over here is that inside, don't let it bother you. You know, right before we turned on the recorder, we had mentioned, unfortunately, the loss of some Jewish lives recently, Loyalena. We shouldn't hear of this anymore. Mm-hmm. And we had mentioned how nothing really else is an issue. Nothing else is an issue. You get stuck in traffic, this person didn't treat you nicely. Rachmal etzlam, mishpachas that lost relatives. When we have this mindset, okay, so someone insulted me. Okay, so we gain so much for ourselves to be a person who is able to let it go, as opposed to the attitude in the Welt, in the world, is you said something not nice to me? You said something not nice about someone else? I'm going to show you who's boss. That's not a Yiddish approach. It's all be zoiche to try to accomplish this goal of midas hashtavus, shtavus equal. Whether it's covered, the person gives me, or whether it's bizyoyins, the person gives me. I accept it all from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And I don't get too high, and I don't get too low. But we should be besimcha. You know we should be besimcha? If we are able and zoicha to accomplish this midah, that's where we should be besimcha. Mm-hmm.